full life?
Yes. You can choose not to be pregnant by not having sex. It's called abstinence. It's choosing not to have sex.
I was going to end here right a second.
Why?
It just made me feel weird.
Did you know that sex is a normal human thing? It is a normal thing.
All mammals do it.
All mammals have sex. That's how you continue the reproducing. You can choose not to. And there's other things for men and women called birth control. We're not going to go into that today, but there are ways to keep from getting pregnant. Okay?
Yeah,
I don't need to hear things like that. Okay? You probably know some stuff from it, that seeing things in your own families. We're not going to talk about that now, okay? Because that's their private information. Yes? Okay. Now, you have a question, Willow.
Yes. Can one of us, when we're older, could we get fixed?
You can, but it's major surgery for a woman.
Oh.
It's much easier for a man to get fixed than it is to have a woman. A woman has to have major abdominal surgery, whereas a man, they can go in and cut a little tiny cut, go in and snip those tubes. So just like these tubes here, this tube, well, I kind of interrupted myself, but these eggs get down into the uterus through these fallopian tubes. And if it doesn't get fertilized by this point into here or in here, then it just kind of breaks up into pieces and dies after about 3 days, and then it goes out when you have your period. Oops, I clicked on that. I want to go back. What happened? Yes.
Is it possible for a woman not to be able to have a baby?
Some people can't have children. Maybe they've got scarring in here in these tubes, and those eggs can't travel down the tubes. There's lots of different reasons why somebody might not be able to naturally have children.
Okay.
There are ways that you can have children if you have problems like that. Have you ever heard of test tube babies?
Or
adoption. Yeah, there's lots of different ways. But yeah, you can. They can come in and surgically remove these eggs and freeze them for later, and they can collect semen or sperm, and they can put it in a petri dish, and they can put the egg in there, and they can put the sperm in there and try to make that happen without having sex. And so that's called an embryo when you get to that stage.
Okay.
Yes, your question. I suppose. Yeah. You know, for the most part, this is a natural process. Everybody goes through it. There are people that can't have children naturally, and so yeah, they do adopt from people that can have babies naturally and things like that. Okay. Let's move back to this part. Okay, so what happens to girls during puberty? Puberty, gah! Reading the word makes you freak out a little, right? We get it, because we've been there ourselves. We pinky promise with the facts and our tips and tricks. Okay, so what is puberty? We know that that's where you change to an adult, right? Okay, so for us girls, the changes during puberty are all focused on preparing our bodies to one day have babies. That doesn't mean you have to. My sister chose not to have children. She didn't want children. She didn't want to be tied down. Because I tell you what, when you have a child, it's no longer about you. You can't be selfish anymore.
I love children and I love kids.
Okay. But just know it's a full-time job and you are no longer important. When it's time for you to have a child, you can't be selfish anymore.
I mean, we are.
Some of the physical changes during puberty include growing breasts, our hips widen, and a monthly egg cycle, aka, also known as, a period. Puberty in girls may begin somewhere between the ages of 8 and 16, like sophomore in high school, maybe junior in high school. So some people as young as third grade, most are 12, 13, 14, and some go as long as 16 before it starts. Specifically, it is kicked off when your ovaries first release estrogen. Puberty usually lasts 2 years, but can take as long as 5 for all the changes to occur. So, to understand puberty, we need to understand the female reproductive system. Okay, so that's what this picture was. Okay, this is the vagina. This is the uterus. These are the fallopian tubes. You have 2, and then you have 2 ovaries with the eggs in there. This little piece right here is called the cervix. Actually, it's down in here. And that's kind of what keeps, kind of closes up so that when you are pregnant, the baby doesn't just fall out, right? Okay. Plus, they're attached to the lining. So you know your belly button? That's part of your umbilical cord.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what attaches to the uterus. And then the baby feeds off of this blood lining and what's the fluid called? There's fluid in there once a pregnancy, embryonic fluid. And that's what the baby feeds off of while it's in the uterus. Does that make sense? Okay. Any questions on that? All right, so going back here, let's see. I think I've already told you all about that stuff. Okay, so those ovaries are about the size of a walnut. So do you know what a walnut looks like?
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah, it's about that big. Okay.
I thought you were talking about
a this uterus here is... when it's not pregnant, it's pretty small. It's about 3 or 4 inches from here to here. Of course, when a baby's in there, it gets as big as like 20 inches because it grows out, right? You've seen a pregnant lady before, right?
But my stepdad was pregnant.
Okay. So now that you know where all the parts are, this is how your cycle works. A single egg, called an ovum, is released from one of your ovaries each month. The ovum is sent down the fallopian tube and arrives at the uterus, the place where a baby develops. In the uterus, there's a lining of tissue and mucus that has been building up. If the ovum has been fertilized by a male sperm, a baby will start developing there in your uterus. Without fertilization, the lining of the uterus is discarded through your vagina, and that's called menstruation, or more commonly, a period. A complete menstrual cycle takes about 28 days on average. But when you get your first period, it can be all over the shop. You might skip them, you might have it once and then not have it for 2 months. But typically, once you start your period, you'll have it about every 21 days, and it might last 7 days, so that's 21 plus 7 equals 28, and that's how long it goes to start again. Does that make sense? Okay. If you're normal, that'll happen about every 21 days. Some people go a little longer, some people go a little less. If you bleed more, it's more true to 21 days. If you bleed fewer days, you know, you might go a little longer between. Does that make sense? Okay.
So,
yes, what is your question?
Doesn't it take, like, it fully develop, like, 9 months?
For a baby?
Yeah.
Yep. Once an egg is fertilized, it's 9 full months. It's 40 weeks. How many weeks are in a month?
4.
So it's 9 full months. And if somebody goes over the 40 weeks, they can actually be 10 months pregnant. So.
So, my most exact mom is 6 weeks along.
Oh, okay.
She has 3 months left.
Oh, she's farther than 6 weeks then. If there's 4 weeks in a month. Oh, I thought I heard you. Okay. All right.
What?
Okay. All right. So you, a complete menstrual cycle takes about 28 days on average. You might have one period and then another 2 weeks later and then not have one for a couple of months. This is totally normal and it can take up to a year to even out, to regulate. Every female is different and that's A-okay. One thing is certain for each and every girl, your body is about to go through a whole lot of changes, but you can show puberty who's boss by knowing what is coming. So the physical signs of puberty, your breasts will grow and they may be tender. Remember I talked to you about what those breast buds will feel like and how they hurt?
What does tender mean?
Tender means
like soft.
It's soft, but tender means... have you ever poked your finger with a thorn?
Oh, yeah.
That spot is tender then. It's kind of sore. Yeah. So, but tender means they'd be a little ouchy. Okay? Your hips will get wider and your body will grow taller. Hair will grow between your pubic area and around your pubic area and underarms, and the hair on your legs and arms will darken. You sweat more, and it's a bit smelly. Isn't that the same as a boy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of those things were the same as a boy. Does your taste change?
No, like face. Like.
Oh, yes. Yeah, and I'll explain that here in a minute.
It's bigger.
Okay. Your skin gets more oily, and you may notice pimples on your face, back, or chest.
Oh, back.
Part of that is because of sweating a lot. So you've got oil going on and sweat, and especially if you're an athlete. And so athletes really have to do a good job of cleaning their skin or they can really have problems. There is a thing called athlete's foot, but that really doesn't have anything to do with puberty.
And athletes doesn't really have to do with anything.
It tends to be called athlete's foot because of you generally get it in locker rooms. Because if somebody has an infection in their skin on their feet, they walk into a shower and the next person walks in, they can get it. We've actually had troubles here in our school once in a while if somebody will get a case of athlete's foot, and then a lot of people will get athlete's foot because you pick it up from touching, just like you do COVID. Right? Touching the surface that somebody has COVID, then that makes your chances of getting COVID higher. Just like sneezing on your hand and touching a doorknob, then the next person comes and touches the doorknob, their chances of getting sick are higher. So it's all communicable, meaning that you can pass it just by being and touching it, right? So that's all the same. Okay, so we talked about having a vagina. Well, the skin outside your vagina, called your labia, will grow and become pinker in color. So that will change. You'll notice a clear whitish fluid begin to appear on your underwear, and that's called discharge. You have to be careful because that can get really smelly sometimes. So make sure that you're bathing and changing your underwear.
So that's why when I walk into my bathroom, and then when my mom changes her underwear, that's why it's so stinky.
Possibly. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I'll be aware.
And then, but you boys can smell too, because remember that we talked about that fluid that comes out, can come out of your, the wet ooze, the wet dream stuff, that can get smelly too. Okay. So it's about the same. Girls and boys are really similar in a lot of ways. Okay? All right, and then we're going to just finish this right here, and then we'll continue this next week. All right. So if this discharge starts to become darker or brown in color, then your period is around the corner. Like it's your body's trying to tell you, hey, something's happening here. So if it starts to turn brownish, or darker in color, that discharge, then you know your period is probably close to coming around. Okay? And of course we talked a little bit about cramps, and it can almost feel like a headache in your tummy. It's kind of an achy feeling. Okay?
Do boys get that?
Nope, because you don't get a period.
Which period?
The menstrual cycle. Okay? So some girls, remember I talked about the moodiness? Mm-hmm. Some people get symptoms called premenstrual stress, and their symptoms of that are mostly moodiness, food cravings, bloating, and bowel problems. You either get constipation or diarrhea. Okay?
Is it constipation when your turds get stuck?
Yeah.
And they won't
come out? Yep, and it's because you either don't have enough fiber in your diet, like from vegetables and grains, or you're not drinking enough water. Okay, your question, Willow. Yes. So we will finish this next time. Go ahead and log into your keyboarding program, and we will continue that from yesterday.
Sure.
Do you have any questions so far?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
But what if, I forgot.
Well, if you think of it, let me know. Do you want to use this computer or that one?
I'll use this.
Okay, then let's wake it up. And you'll have to go to other user.
Okay, then is it 1, 2, 3?
You can use student 1, 2, 3 or student 4, 5, 6, either one.
I have a question.
Yes.
So, say, could it get infected from puberty? Could you get infected?
You can get infections. Girls have to be careful when you wipe after pooping. You have to make sure that, because there's a lot of bacteria in poop, so you need to, when you're wiping, you need to wipe from the front to the back.
That's what I am.
Okay? Because if you wipe from the back to the front, you could drag that bacteria into your vagina, and that bacteria could cause infections in your vagina. Okay? So it's really important to learn how to wipe from front to back. Do boys have that problem?
No.
Because boys just have one hole down there that they poop out of. Girls have three holes. So, because a boy pees out of the end of their penis, right? So their two holes, their pee hole is in the penis, right? And then you have your anus, right? That's number two, right? Girls have a pee hole called the urethra. Ureter? I don't know. Ureter is boys. The urethra, I think, is what it's called. And then you have the vagina hole, and then you have the anus. Okay? So girls have three of these holes. A guy just has one down there.
So where do they have their baby?
Through the vagina hole. Okay?
How big does the head
look? It stretches pretty big. Babies' heads are about that big. Well, maybe they're a little smaller. But
that would hurt.
Well, but the going through the pregnancy process, the hormones make everything soft and stretchy, so it doesn't hurt so bad. I mean, it hurts. It hurts a lot. But those hormones make things better. So the important thing to remember is to girls, make sure you wipe from front to back.
When I was a baby, I can't remember, but I remember so many baby stories that they would tell me.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you?
I remember, so many baby stories I would get told. I was a really mad boy.
A really bad baby?
No, a mad
baby. Mad baby? Oh.
I barely even cried.
Nice.
I was a really good child.
I only cried when I wanted my mom.